pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. It's still rainy and cloudy here on the East Coast. I'm hoping for some sunshine. Yeah, I could use some of that warmth. We got a great show. It's about empowerment, so we're going to do that. We're going to be talking about, what's happening in the supplement industry a little bit more on the regulation side. We're also going to be talking about spastic colon. I know that's exciting. Also, what's up with ginseng? And why is it so great? And maybe some other things depending on how the hour rolls. So we've got lots of things to talk about. We do. And also keep in mind coming up in February, I'll be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley on the 11th, and she'll be our guest on GCN. And then again on the 21st here on American Voice Radio in February. So she'll be joining us as our wellness expert, and of course you can click her link in the links area to get on over to Dr. Carley's website. And we do have a quack report. Yeah, we got lots of stuff, but before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our men and women in service that dedicate and put everything on the line. So we're going to pray for God's hand of protection beyond them, and also America needs to, you know, hit the knees, really, really seek the Lord's face and ask for that righteous leader and for enough people to wake up and see that this righteous leader needs to lead this nation back, one nation under God. So let's hope that we're all in unison and all in agreement there, and we're following the Lord's lead. That's what we need. We need his help. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Okay, what else? Well, the FDA is up to its old little tricks here. We're going to be talking about that in the first part of the show, what they're doing. But the FDA has approved a new cancer drug, get this, to treat the toxicity from the first cancer drug that you're given. How do you like that? Yeah, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a new cancer drug supposed to treat the deadly side effects that you get from, things like chemo. So, in other words, the new drug is called Boraxase, and it's said to help expel the toxicity from the chemotherapy, the drug called methotrexate that they use, commonly prescribed for the chemo. So it helps expel the methotrexate from the body, but Boraxase comes with its own set of side effects. So, but you know how this is. This is all highly profitable. It's a nice little cycle of toxicity, and it's all very profitable for the drug companies. Not so good for you, but you know. Now, methotrexate, it's a known side effect, you know, the chemotherapy drug. Known side effects, kidney and liver destruction, yeah. Skin rashes, mouth sores, damaged intestines, and, of course, death. Of course, the drug often lingers in the body after the cancer treatment, and as you get weaker, the organs get weaker, it's increasingly less likely the body is going to actually be able to expel it. So the FDA and the drug companies want to fix that problem. They decided to approve this drug for Boraxase. It's genetically made from modified enzymes, has some side effects, includes hypertension, arrhythmia, allergic dermatitis, nausea, and vomiting, okay? And that's just the short-term side effects that they know about this Boraxase drug. It's a new drug. because they fast-tracked this drug for approval through the FDA with just one single clinical study involving 22 individuals. That's it. That's it. Okay. Moving along. Oklahoma. Do we have our little applause maker? Do we have an applause soundbite, Magical Engineer? If we do, can you hit that one for us? Because the lawmakers of Oklahoma need a round of applause. We've talked about the effort of Cinemex, which is a California-based biotechnology company that is specializing in developing food flavorings, and they're using to develop those isolated flavorings, they're using aborted embryonic cells, from aborted fetuses to do that. They want to make human taste receptors, which are used in a production of the food chemicals. And so the company is partnered, this Cinemex company that's making these flavor profiles is partnered with some big companies like Kraft, PepsiCo, and Nestle. But the reason I'm mentioning this is that Oklahoma Senator Ralph Shortley has introduced new legislation that will prohibit this practice from occurring in his home state. Yeah. He says, quote, there is a potential that there are companies that are using aborted human babies in their research to develop basically enhancing flavors for artificial flavors for products. And Shortley said that, he said this on KRMG News Talk Radio. He says, what I am saying is that if this does happen, then we are not going to allow it to be manufactured here in Oklahoma. Right. So what it is Cinemex uses HEK-293. It's an artificial flavor-enhancing chemical. What it is, that is code for embryonic kidney cells, and they use it to manipulate it and to produce a receptor to express a protein called the G protein. And so the company could also use animal, insect, and other more acceptably derived cells to do this and get the same results, but they're using human cells. Now, to be clear, aborted fetal cells are not necessarily in the final products, but they're used to get the end result, and that's the problem. And to Campbell Soup's credit, when they found out about that, they bailed from any business with Cinemex. So there you go. Thank you, Frank. That's a big round of applause for Oklahoma. Let's move there. Okay, let's see. DNA sample to be tested on students. You got to have a sample of your DNA now, they're thinking, before you can take your SAT college entrance exam. So, yeah. Standardized testing, very common method. Colleges use it. Universities use it to evaluate incoming high school graduates, right? But there's a lot of students that are cheating on these tests, you know, hiring people to take it for them. So lawmakers in New York are considering actually harvesting a digital DNA from the student and apply it to a special ID card that the student would be required to present before and after taking any SAT or ACT exams. Yeah. With student identity cards, you know, they could wirelessly be uploaded to an IT cloud, and then the test proctors can remotely access it to verify the match that the student's digital DNA actually matches, you know, the student, the DNA image. Currently, students are required to show just a normal photo ID before they're being admitted to the exams, but they say IDs can be easily forged. But, you know, requiring students to submit to forensic imaging analysis in order to digitally encode their identity, kind of going overboard, you know? Goodness. And there's lots of great, you know, students, smart kids, but they just don't do well on standardized tests, you know? Moving along in the quacker. Horsetail, also known as shave grass or shaver's grass, say it's a super herb, provides lots of silica. It's an antioxidant. Horsetail, is also known as shaves grass, has been historically used all the way back, they say, to the prehistoric times, whatever. Horsetail is one of the richest plant sources of silica known to mankind. So natural health advocate David Wolf actually called horsetail one of the top six super herbs. And the reason is because it has a lot of silica. And it gives your bones strength, and it keeps your skin from wrinkling. That's right. You know, because collagen, collagen's made from silica. So your skin will have elasticity. You won't have the wrinkles. You won't need to have, you know, the facelift. Right? Horsetail, also clinically proven as an antioxidant. Hey, if you're looking for that, it's in the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. That's right. And last but not least in the Quack Report, you know, if you want to get into herbs and to protect yourself, to provide for some sort of, you know, insurance, health insurance, if you will, for your family, it's a good idea to grow your own. Okay, my engineer's doing that. I applaud my engineer. He's doing that. But you know what? It's a good idea to kind of get into what herbs grow indigenously in your area, and you'll have lots of success, because simply just substituting a little echinacea for flu shots or a little arnica cream for Bengay is still not going to cut it. You're going to have to really roll up your sleeves and get in the weeds, really learn to work with herbs and know how they operate and how they operate in the body and how you grow them and harvest them yourself. You know, and have a holistic style. Just go all out for those healing needs, and draw on your natural available resources within your individual local area, because eventually, folks, I think it's going to get to that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to get started here, because it has started, I should say, because I've been alerting you to the facts that our dietary supplements pretty much under attack. Yep, they are. And recently, by order of the FDA, a supplement company in California called Infinity Marketing Group, Inc., was raided by U.S. Marshals, and over $70,000 worth of supplements were taken. So what was their crime? Well, they imported an herb containing some plant compounds called ephedra, or ephedrine. And this is an herb used in Chinese medicine. It also goes by the Chinese name Meng Hong. But you may recognize it as an ingredient in diet products. Yeah. You may also recognize it as pseudoephedrine used in products like Sudafed. So if you use ephedra properly, this herb is very effective for asthma, as a decongestant, and also to stimulate metabolism and to burn fat. Now, it has been approved in the past by the FDA, and it was even on the FDA's GRAS list, and the GRAS list is short for generally recognized as safe. So what's the problem all of a sudden? Well, the ingredient ephedrine has some very similar chemistry characteristics to amphetamines and methamphetamines. See the problem there? Well, let me read you a quote by Dara Corrigan, FDA Associate Commissioner for Regulatory Affairs, says this: "We will continue to take enforcement action that prevents potentially harmful products from reaching consumers and endangering their health." Hey, did someone tell him about that new cancer drug? Yeah? Where is it? I'll find it. Uh-huh. Avoraxase? Hello? Well, you know, hey, there's very few people that are licensed to kill. I'm not talking about James Bond. The government and the FDA can give license or power to end life, and they do. So any dangerous substance which can be improperly used or abused is a risk to human life, such as alcohol, tobacco, prescription drugs, and now certain herbs. Okay, let me just run this by you. should a hemophiliac misuse garlic, a garlic supplement? And the garlic, you know, if you use a lot of it, it thins the blood. So let's say, should a hemophiliac that misuses a garlic supplement, thins the blood too much, is hospitalized, and maybe dies, would the FDA remove garlic from their GRAS list? That's just a question I'm asking. Well, in the 1990s, athletes and drug-dependent individuals tend to abuse herbs containing ephedra. And that's how we kind of lost the right to use it freely. So the FDA reversed its decision back in 2004 to take ephedra off the market. So it was temporarily put back on. But by 2006, they went ahead and they wrote some new regulations on the use of ephedra because they didn't want the herb to be used like marijuana. Well, you know, you're not going to smoke it. But, you know, they didn't want it abused. So anytime you purchase anything that contains ephedra, you are required to give your name and address, and that information is kept on file for 2 years. Now, you could be reported to the federal attorney general if you purchase too much of the stuff. If you purchase it in large amounts or by way of a suspicious payment, a suspicious form of payment. So you want to watch that Sudafed and Diet Aids. And you may ask, you know, if getting the raw herb would be any better? No, it wouldn't, because you can only purchase very limited amounts of herbs containing ephedra, such as maybe a handful. That's about the amount you could get. And this is why Infinity Marketing Group got into hot water. They purchased 4,000 pounds of it. That's right. And I guess they forgot, you know, they just forgot the FDA, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Drug Enforcement Administration all communicate with one another these days. That's right. Well, let's look at the side effects. You know, is ephedra so, you know, scary? Well, if you happen to actually get some ephedra, you could experience some side effects if you take too much of it, such as sweating, increased blood pressure, skin blushing, maybe some acne, digestive upset, lack of appetite, urinary tract dysfunction, insomnia, restlessness, shortness of breath, headache, dizziness, blood sugar imbalance, and if you really overdose, you could experience death. Yeah, so yes, there is a risk if you misuse this herb. So take too much and you could have what is known as an adrenaline rush, probably why the bodybuilders and the drug addicts were attracted to it, which, you know, take too much, you could stop your heart muscle. However, where ephedra made headlines in the 1990s and got yanked off the shelves was when a pro athlete used it with other stimulants and his cardiovascular system crashed under the strain and he died. So one herb, one headline, you know, death, voila. This is the perfect excuse that the system needed to implement more regulations, and everything went from there. However, do we see antidepressants producing suicides in the thousands, and are they yanked off the market? No. The product just gets a little warning label. Says may produce suicidal tendencies. Are the manufacturers of antidepressants raided and their products confiscated? Of course not. See the problem here? I do. And you know what? Fish oil. Maybe next, folks. I'm not kidding. Remember the elderly? Remember I said that they really like their omega-3s? And those are going to, they're under attack by the system. They're starting to look at that. According to the Consumer Reports and a published review on 15 top-selling fish oil supplements, about 4% fell below the accepted quality, according to the review. And again, this gives way to to more regulations, see. However, the report stated that the oils did meet the European Union regulations and the U.S. Pharmacopoeia standards, which, you know, worthless standards, in my opinion. Now, you see, if the system determines that supplement companies cannot produce an acceptable product, that they're either going to ban it or only allow companies making standardized products, such as your pharmaceutical giants, to produce them. So the best way to get a standardized product is to use synthetic ingredients. It's not going to deviate. You know, it's a petrochemical. They measure the chemicals, they make it. Nature has nothing to do with it. But in nature, things, you know, chemical components, nutritional elements, minerals, they all vary from crop to crop, usually. See, science doesn't like that variant. They're just not cool with that. So, the state of California, guess what they've done? They got this fish oil thing all under control. Oh, yeah. The state of California has implemented, I kid you not, Proposition 65 omega-3 laws. Mm-hmm. Now, the global organization for EPA, the GOED, they felt that the Consumer Reports review, which mentioned oils that tend to test higher than what the Proposition 65 omega law limits, should have actually disclosed those that actual data in the review and didn't. So that was their beef. Okay, you said they tested higher than the limits, but then you didn't give us the data. And, you know, the critics seem to zero in on oils which also contain some natural lemon oil. Some of the, you know, oil producers, the supplement oil producers, would add a little natural lemon oil, and it's because it makes the oil more palatable, okay? And especially if you are burping up all this oil, it doesn't give that bad, you know, aftertaste. So after all said and done, the test used to determine the quality for industry standards on this oil, you know, and that means they were determining spoilage. After all said and done, the industry standards is not all that reliable, and that was by Consumer Reports, because, well, I'll tell you why in a minute, but, you know, I anticipate that the flavored fish oil products will soon be removed from the market because apparently the added lemon oil or other natural flavorings make it impossible for them to determine the freshness or rancidity level, okay? So flavored fish oil has been growing in popularity, and unless they can come up with a new way to accurately test it, I'm thinking it won't be available. They can't determine, can't be used. See? But there is a bright light. Don't despair. There is hope because the dietary trade associations have joined together to call for the FDA to revise their new dietary ingredient requirements. So the American Herbal Products Association, the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, the Council for Responsible Nutrition, the Natural Products Association, and the United Natural Products Alliance have asked the FDA to reconsider these guidelines. And so these associations, in no uncertain terms, told the FDA in writing last July, 2011, that such unreasonable regulation would burden the industry, place unreasonable requirements on businesses, especially smaller firms, and create unreasonable barriers of entry to new market entrants without any benefit to the consumer. So I'm guessing these associations are not going to back down because they all stressed that they were committed to seeing a substantial overhaul of the FDA's regulations. Well, they did their due diligence, and the ball's in the FDA's court. To date, there has been no written response from the FDA addressing these concerns. And my question is, at this point, is it possible for the supplement market to work with the FDA? Is it possible? Well, obviously, we've seen the FDA's dirty little petticoat, and their intentions are very clear. This is something to put on the prayer list. It is. It definitely is. Got to take a break. But there's more on the other side. Definitely be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
On Herb Talk Live, and we're talking about, well, we're talking about, you know, what's going on in your supplements, what's happening, and, you know, at this point, with so much going on in the world, I say it's best to look at the worst-case scenario and plan for that, you know, and if the worst doesn't happen, hey, that's great, but if it does, then you're prepared, so you want to be selective when you're stocking up on your supplements, and make sure you get products that have a very long, storable shelf life. Now, Apothecary Herbs has products with a shelf life of 5, 7, and 10 years. Now, the powdered mixes are going to have that 5 to 7-year shelf life, and the tinctures, the liquids, are going to have at least a 10-year shelf life. So you want to store your supplements away from heat or light. Refrigeration, not necessary, unless, of course, you do not have environmentally controlled areas. Now, do not store them in attics or in your car trunk where it will get really hot. Avoid exposing your herbs to moisture as well, if you can, and do not store them near microwave ovens or powered electronics. Okay, so I would stock, if you're thinking about what do I stock first, I would stock your immune-boosting formulas first and then get your toxin removal, your organ cleansing products. So that's the order I would go in. And you can save on the half and full case orders. They're discounted. It's in an area called the Vitamin Vault on the PowerHerbs.com website. So if you're, you know, especially if you're in Canada, you know, where, you know, things will be changing pretty quick, I think, for the Canadians. You'll want to stock up as soon as you can. So a year supply package, if you're looking at that on the powerherbs.com website, that's going to deliver the immune boosting and toxin removal in one deal. You can also pick up a copy of the Power Herbs ebook. It's an introductory information on how to use herbs and natural therapies. So you can purchase a copy for $14. $14.99 from Apothecary Herbs. You go to the powerherbs.com website to get that. If you have email, you can get that book. So, or you can call for a free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you're international, dial 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. Hey, it's where your healthcare options just became endless. So check out that Vitamin Vault. Click on the item and the discount will appear. Okay, so if you're in there and you're looking around, you got to click on the item and then the discount will show up. Okay, so we're going to move along in the hour here. We're going to be talking about spastic colon because it's estimated about 30% of a U.S. adults have spastic colon. That's a lot of people. The condition tends to affect both men and women. However, females outnumber the males. Now, We have been led to believe that the spastic colon is a 20th century term for colitis. However, Dr. Marvin Schulzer, he's a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore, he says that colitis means that the colon is inflamed and irritable bowel syndrome does not cause inflammation. And a more accurate medical term for spastic colon is a motor disorder manifesting irritability involving the gut, according to him. So irritable bowel syndrome would be another name, a more appropriate name to describe spastic colon, because there is a motor disorder, according to the good doctor. Now, there is much disagreement in the medical profession about what is the cause of spastic colon or IBS, and some physicians feel that it is a psychosomatic condition, not a disease, because they're not able to pinpoint the cause. They don't have a physical cause. They don't have the trail of breadcrumbs, you know. So must be all in your head. Okay, let's look at some of the symptoms. Spastic colon involves strong and frequent symptoms of diarrhea, constipation, pain, and cramping. And science tells us that these symptoms are influenced by diet and stress. And physicians say the spastic colon does not increase your risk of colon cancer or other digestive diseases. However, I disagree. Now, any imbalance or blockage in the body will create weakness and a nutritional depletion that can create a window of opportunity for secondary disease. So Dr. Marcelo Barrio, he's a gastrointestinal expert. He says that the intestine has its own separate nervous motor system, and it reacts to gas, depression, foods, and stress. So your brain, he says, does not really have control over the gut. So you have a network of nerve cells inside the gut wall independent from your brain function. So when the brain reacts to stress, it sends confusing, he says, signals to the digestive system, causing nerve irritability, and then your gut kind of just goes nuts. So the brain and the gut, he says, kind of get out of sync, causing the spasm and other symptoms. And some physicians, such as Dr. Douglas Droschman from the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill area, says that stress does not cause IBS, but simply aggravates the condition. And modern medicine tries to reduce symptoms only with the medications they have, but they don't have a cure for it, you know. Go, you know, drink some antacid stuff or take this prescription, Mylox or whatever that stuff in the blue-green plastic can thing. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, let's troubleshoot this, okay? Let's put our thinking hat on. You know, physicians recommend changing your eating habits. You know, eat healthier, eat smaller, eat more frequent meals, and manage your stress better. Okay. Research from Great Britain suggests that the condition may be a result of food combinations that your body doesn't like. And many health experts feel a majority of the spastic colon is from several food groups like milk and fried food, fatty foods, and chocolate, which contains milk, by the way. Now, Italian physicians studied hospital patients with spastic colon. And guess what they found? 74% of them were milk intolerant. So putting the patients on a milk-free lifestyle actually resolved the condition. So those patients that did return to milk, put it in back into their diet, had recurrent bouts of spastic colon. And other causes seem to point to dietetic sweeteners or the sorbitol. And if people are intolerant of that, and they'll get spastic colon. You're going to find this ingredient in your gum, jam, mints, and a whole slew of products. So read your labels. And the New York Medical College of Valhalla did some research on sorbitol, and it was a trigger for IBS and spastic colon. The results suggested that the sorbitol was a common culprit, and it is not identified by most physicians as being the cause. So if you remove many of the food triggers, that you can actually negate the need for time-consuming and expensive diagnostic treatments and drug therapy. They also discovered that natural sugar, the fructose by itself, or mixed with sorbitol can also produce similar symptoms in some people. So this means foods like your peaches, apple juice, pears, plums, prunes, gum, jam, and chocolate probably going to be off limits for you. And according to British research, coffee can also be a problem for 30% of those with the IBS and spastic colon issue. Yeah, but I will say this, it's definitely fried food, processed food, oh yeah, and milk. You get those two things out of the diet, see how you do. Yeah, simple enough. Let's talk about some basics, because Dr. Martin Eastwood, gastroenterologist, he tells his patients to eat a handful or two of bran and add an orange and an apple to avoid digestive disease and malfunction. That's what he tells all his patients. Handful of bran, orange and apple, lots of fiber. Get rid of that digestive risk of malfunction. He likes that. So eating fiber on a regular basis over time can actually balance the colon motor function and eliminates the diarrhea and the constipation. Now, the gastroenterologists at the top of their profession will have their patients skip the expensive tests. These are the guys with a conscience, by the way. Skip the expensive tests and advise their patients to eat psyllium seeds or bran, and that's going to address their IBS and spastic colon. So get the refined foods out of the diet, more whole foods. Bulk up. You bulk up the stool with some bran. It helps the colon muscle function properly. What it does is it puts pressure on the nerves on the gut wall, and it can take up to probably 3 months for your diet tweaking to correct your digestive malfunction. So it's not going to happen in a week. Give it time. So don't give up. Nearly 50% of those who adjusted their diet like this avoided also the culprit foods had significant improvement. And you will most likely pinpoint at least 5 foods that are going to trigger your spastic colon when you keep a food journal for a few weeks. So don't be surprised that you're going to find cereal made from wheat or corn, potatoes, rye, barley, onions, cabbage, beans, some citrus fruits, tea, sodas, and foods with excessive sugar or artificial sugar in them are going to trigger that problem. Also, you want to highlight foods that trigger a headache or fatigue and remove them from the diet as well. Now, here's some theories. Why we are allergic to some foods and not others. Why? Well, according to Dr. John Hunter, a gastroenterologist at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge, there is an abnormal balance in the gut flora, the bacteria is there, and people use antibiotics to get those gut floras all out of whack, and that can disrupt the flora. So some foods and drugs can do that. And he thinks that this is because the research he's been doing has led him to discover that there's some sort of abnormality in a high amount of a bacteria that survives without oxygen that stays in the stool and causes the spastic colon. And it happens when they eat those trigger foods. So apparently there's bacteria that sits in there and causes this problem. So a trigger food can cause, he says, a 100-fold jump in these destructive bacterias and mess up the digestive function, and it causes those symptoms. So many are not really satisfied with the disappointing results of the prescription drugs they're given for these conditions, and it doesn't resolve the spastic colon, the IBS, whatever you want to call it. So the ancient Greeks actually used peppermint leaf as a digestive aid for spastic colon to stop pain, bloating, and gas. Peppermint will relax the colon muscle. Other herbs, which also do an excellent job at relaxing and getting rid of that spasm and stop the discomfort, are lobelia, it's an antispasmodic, and valerian root calms the nerve endings down. You can add some fenugreek if you have any burning sensation, if there's any pain and inflammation, willow bark or meadow sweet. And also, I'd add some fennel seed if there's lots of gas and bloating. And to stop that diarrhea, slippery elm inner bark will stop that right away. Awesome, awesome thing to have on hand. If you're looking for those types of herbs, you can find them at thepowerherbs.com. You can look under digestive kit, or you can find those herbs individually. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com and get your free product catalog. You know, this is God's medicine. You know, herbs are here for the service of man. And God knows that he's always right. He doesn't lie. So if you're looking for fenugreek, willow bark, and meadow sweet, it's the pain formula. The liquid lobelia to stop the spasming is relaxation formula. So you have tools and options that are gentler, kinder to the system, and don't offer those pesky side effects like prescription drugs do. So check that out. And let's see, while we're at it, let's see. Goodness, you know, I only got a few minutes, and I don't think I'm going to be able to fit the ginseng topic in, but I am going to fit in mullein, another one of my favorite herbs, because there's lots of people with gland disease. I'm not just talking about, you know, thyroid or prostate. I'm talking about, you know, all kinds of glands, lymphatic system, all kinds of glands in the system can be under attack. Now, if you get mononucleosis, common viral infection called the kissing disease, that's going to attack your glands. It's called glandular fever, if you've ever heard that term. So thyroid disease is prevalent. It's on the rise. And you know what? The U.S. Has a few drugs for thyroid disease, one synthetic and one's more natural, the Armour or the Synthroid. Armour, they tried to take off the market, the natural one, and they just recently reinstated that. But there's a lot of people suffering from Addison's disease, which is, you know, a disease that is going to attack a lot of your glands and create fatigue. And so you definitely, your adrenal glands definitely are very important. So I like to use some mullein because it tends to soothe all the glands. Now, if there's an herb that is literally going to shed some light on your gland issue, it's going to be mullein, because the ancient world used mullein herb, and it stems way back to an ancient time. They used to call it candle wick, because the ancients would dip mullein stems in animal fat to improve the burn time of their candles, because they would make torches and stuff out of it. Now, the leaf and flower of mullein is a soft and fuzzy kind of plant. It's also nicknamed flannel plant because it's got that soft feel to it. Mullein is one of the herbs that you definitely want to use if you do have some sort of gland disorder. So mullein comes from the botanical name of the old term scrofula, which means chronic swollen lymph glands. And in the first century, mullein was used for diarrhea, and it was during the Middle Ages, and the French treated boils that were on humans and even horses with mullein, very soothing. The French call it herb, called the mullein herb malandré, which eventually became shortened to mullein. Now, in India, they use mullein for respiratory disorders, and they're still using it for that today. In the 17th century, the English, they would use it for animal husbandry. Any of their cattle that got respiratory problems, they would use mullein for them. And the English brought the mullein over to America, and the American colonies picked it up, and the Native American Indians were introduced to it because of the colonists, and they adopted mullein, and they used it for coughs and bronchitis and asthma and things like that. However, the early colonists really didn't drink mullein tea or take mullein tinctures. What they did is they smoked it. So the mullein appeared as a recommended treatment for respiratory conditions in the 1898 King's American Dispensary. Later, in the 19th and 20th centuries, mullein was listed as a cough remedy in the National Formulary for Pharmacists. And it was removed in 1936 for lack of scientific proof that it actually worked. See, if they can't explain why God made a plant that works, they don't want to know about it. So let's look at some modern studies for a sec. The scientific studies are showing that mullein inhibits the growth of the tuberculosis bacteria, and this is why it was used successfully for respiratory ailments. And when you add it to water, mullein has some mucilaginous fibers which become slippery, and it tends to soothe in tissue inside the body. And this would explain why it was also used for cold sores, sore throats, any kind of, skin condition, cold raspy coughs like croup. It also helps to loosen that sticky phlegm. So the German Aid Commission approved the use of mullein for colds, and it also is found to soothe hemorrhoids. It has this astringent effect, has some tannins that shrink the swelling and inflammation of hemorrhoids. So this would be most likely the account that mullein is actually going to help with the diarrhea condition as well. Other research suggests that mullein corrects ringing in the ears, tinnitus, when combined with garlic. So there is also evidence that mullein leaf soothes glands, and if there are glands that won't release fluids, you want to combine mullein with a little lobelia, and it will work like a natural diuretic. So the FDA has listed the flower leaf and the root of mullein as relatively safe. It's on their grass list. So avoid using mullein seeds, though, because they are very potent, and they can be considered quite toxic if you don't know what you're doing. So definitely use not the seeds. So if you want to layer some of the herbs, I like to layer certain herbs for different effects. You can actually pair mullein with other herbs for various ailments. Use them in combinations. In other words, if you want to boost immune system, you can layer the mullein with astragalus root. You can layer it with echinacea roots, your immune-boosting herbs, to calm even an overactive immune system. You can layer it with the lobelia to assist the glands, release fluids, and calm spasming. You can layer mullein with garlic for ringing in the ears and ear infections. You can layer it with marshmallow root. It'll soothe and also stop bleeding hemorrhoids and any kind of bleeding of the bowel. You can pair it with black walnut. It's a natural iodine in the black walnut, and also the mullein is soothing to glands, so it's excellent for thyroid. If you've got prostate issues, you can layer the mullein with your herbs for prostate to soothe the gland more. Also, pneumonia kit, if you want to use your herbs for pneumonia, your echinaceas, and your lobelia for extracting phlegm, you can add a little bit more action with the mullein herb. Thyme is also great for whooping cough and croup, and add that mullein, and you got a nice duo there. And lastly, willow bark and meadowsweet, great for pain and inflammation. Add the mullein, and you get even more of an action there. So you have powerful tools at your disposal. God didn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical company to stay healthy. Herbs are here for the service of man, and he considers them meat to the body, so they're powerful. Learn how to use them. Get comfortable using them, because there will come a day when that's probably all you're going to have at your disposal. So if you're looking to stock up, like I said, look for products with long shelf life and storability that are going to be there and stand in the gap when you need them. So if you're looking to stock up, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the products and the reasonable prices and the quality all there with a money-back guarantee and information on how to use the products successfully. So you will have tools and info on how to use them. That's the way it goes. Toll-free number, get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're on the web, it's thepowerherbs.com. So get that catalog, get to getting, as they say, and empower yourself. Roll up those sleeves and get to work. Strengthen the body. Strengthen the body. Look for things that strengthen, not make you dependent. Strong, not weak. That's the way it should be. So next time we're going to be talking about some ginseng, what we could do with that. The Great Panax is what it's called. The Great Panax. It's the Greek word for panacea. ginseng. So we're going to see why it's so great the next time I'm with you, which will be next Tuesday. So be here or be square. I'm out of time, but you don't go anywhere because Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.